Prime Minister Scott Morrison is distancing himself from a commitment to get all asylum seeker children off Nauru before Christmas. It's been reported that the government had planned to have all children off Nauru, but the PM now says the remaining 30 will stay on the island unless they need medical care. Scott Morrison told Sky News this morning it remains government policy to return all children to Nauru once their medical treatment is completed.
Well, that's the policy, but there are other issues that get between that outcome and where they currently are now. But I mean, there have been hundreds of kids who've been moved off Nauru now for some years, and they've still been here in Australia. Our policy settings have not changed, is my point.
Catherine Stubberfield is the spokesperson for the UNHCR regional representation in Canberra. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
It's been previously reported that the government was working towards getting all asylum seeker children off Nauru by Christmas. What do you make of the Prime Minister's comments in that context?
The real issue at this point is actually what the medical evidence is, not only in terms of Nauru, but also refugees and asylum seekers who are currently still in Papua New Guinea. And in terms of children or adults who've been moved to Australia for medical reasons, what really matters is the view that the doctors have of their condition and of the circumstances that have caused that. So at this point, to have people who have been brought to Australia, hundreds of children in recent weeks brought to Australia because of medical needs and because of a deteriorating situation for them, any idea that they would then be returned to those same circumstances that have caused them harm and caused them to become ill is frankly deeply wrong and dangerous.
The government has been quietly transferring children off Nauru, but the PM and the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, are keen to stress that the policy settings haven't changed. Is this a message aimed at people smugglers?
I think it's difficult to speculate, certainly as a UN refugee agency, as to what the government's motivations are there. What we've been urging is that, you know, it's been a number of years now since this particular approach was first introduced. It's been over 5 years. And when you look at the circumstances on the ground, it's no longer the same situation that it was 5 years ago or even 5 months or 5 weeks ago. People's situation has continued to decline very seriously. We've seen, you know, somewhere around 2016, we had already very high rates, above 85% of PTSD, anxiety and depression in both Papua New Guinea and Nauru. And that's been the finding of independent medical experts. Since that time, we've seen more and more concern from other independent bodies. That's included UNHCR, MSF, the Australian Medical Association. And so to not be responsive, you know, in the face of that kind of factual change is disappointing and worrying.
There are reports that many of those children moved off Nauru remain separated from their families. What information are you getting about that?
At this stage, UNHCR is still seeking further information on those reports. We are aware of a number of children who have been transferred with their families, but it's certainly our position that family units should always be kept together.
And the PM says the remaining children on Nauru will only be taken off the island for medical reasons. What's your understanding of the medical condition of those children?
Well, again, it's important for us to stress that it's not only the situation for children, it's not only the situation in Nauru, but in fact both countries now, Nauru and Papua New Guinea, while they're entirely separate, of course, and different, what we've found and a number of others have similarly found is that the conditions have now reached a sort of tipping point. We're moving only a portion of refugees from either country will simply exacerbate the situation for those left behind. We need to bear in mind that after this many years and after all the different circumstances that people have been subjected to, a lot of them have fled war, they've fled persecution, they've then been detained for a period of time, and of course they've faced a great deal of limbo and uncertainty over those years. Now for them to have to watch some people leave while they stay in those same circumstances with no knowledge of what might happen next month or even next year, it's simply too much for people to bear at this point.
The government says it's received advice that speculation Australia was considering New Zealand's offer to resettle refugees had generated chatter amongst people smugglers. Do you acknowledge this as a legitimate consideration?
Obviously, that information is not something we have before us as UNHCR. What we have discussed and always been clear about is that we share concerns that irregular movement can place people at great risk, and that is refugees and asylum seekers who are in fact searching for protection. At the same time, we've also been very clear for at least a year now that the New Zealand offer is highly welcome and that it should be accepted as a matter of urgency. We haven't seen those negative repercussions from acceptance of the US arrangement, and we would stress that people need to be moved as quickly as possible. But also, while those next step arrangements are worked out, while the government and to some degree Parliament decides what will happen next, people must be brought to Australia in the interim, because what we're really seeing is that their lives are now at risk.
Catherine, thank you for your time.
Thank you.